In my family, the one subject never discussed was sex. I cannot remember the word sex ever being mentioned, except for a few instances when I questioned the meaning of the word sex and was quickly rebuked. When I was 16 years old, I questioned my father about why he had never told me about sex. He immediately became angry and responded, "Nobody appreciates what I do around here." He then walked out of the house and drove away. With my mother, not only was the subject of sex taboo, even uttering the word would bring on her rage, since she viewed sex as something sinful and evil. Once she overheard me utter a sexual slang word, which I didn't even know the meaning of. She washed my mouth out with soap and sent me to bed without dinner. She never did tell me what the word meant or why it was so offensive. Throughout my childhood, the subject of sex remained a mystery. My peers talked about sex all the time and would mention some girl in the neighborhood that they wanted to screw, but I had no idea what they meant. Not until I began high school did I learn from my peers what sex was all about. While I felt a strong attraction to girls, I was afraid of them. What I really feared was my sexuality. Because of the negative messages about sex, which had been reinforced by both my parents and my church, I felt the subject was dangerous and sinful. My mother had so convinced me that sex was wrong and immoral that when in the company of the opposite sex, I felt vulnerable and tongue-tied. My story might sound extreme, but it is not unlike the stories I have heard from my students and clients. Here are a few of their comments. My first sexual encounter was disastrous. All I remember is that I felt guilty, dirty, and cheap. In my house, we never talked about sex because my parents avoided the subject. It was as if sex did not exist, and I only learned about it from my first boyfriend. In the 11 years I have been married, I have never been in the bathroom with my husband, nor have I ever seen him undress in front of me. He is a good Catholic boy and does not want me to see or even touch his genitals. We have never had oral sex, and our lovemaking is always at night with the lights out and under the covers. I am sure it has never lasted more than 5 minutes. I always had an open ear for anything about sex, but all I ever heard was how naughty it was. I was raised with complete ignorance on the subject of sex. My first sexual education occurred when I discovered my dad's porn magazines. I stole a couple for myself and kept them hidden. My parents never taught me anything. I learned about sex from an older girl who seduced me, and afterward I experimented around with any girl available. I am 39 years old and have never had an orgasm, nor have I ever felt comfortable with sex. I like sex, but I would never masturbate. That's for sluts and whores. I am so tired of being rejected by my wife whenever I suggest we make love that I have finally stopped asking. We have sex so infrequently that I mostly have sex with myself. What you will learn from this book. Teaching human sexuality for 25 years has provided me with the tools to help others understand more fully about the most basic human need, to love and be loved, which I craved as a teenager but only understood as I reached adulthood. While I think anyone can benefit from the knowledge in this book, the focus is primarily for the benefit of couples. I discuss the subjects of sex addiction, masturbation, female orgasm, erotica, pornography, infidelity, emotional love, and how to sustain a romantic relationship. My goal is to inspire my readers as they glean a better insight through the pages of this book. Erotic love and marriage also exposes the sexual legacy that we have inherited, and which continues to this day to create and perpetuate a continuing negative sexual belief system. Much of this negative and restrictive view of sexuality has been reinforced for generations of Americans. This book will challenge the traditional ideas and beliefs that perpetuate fear, guilt, and shame, negative views that have stifled and repressed our own erotic expression. Such beliefs have taken a toll, especially in marriage, where couples restrict sexual communication and activity out of fear of doing or saying something believed to be wrong. Western civilization has a sexual legacy inscribed by powerful men who controlled the tenets of the church. These men feared sexuality as something so sinful that to engage in sex would be enough to condemn a man's soul to hell. Therefore, they remained celibate while condemning the act of sex unless it was for procreation only. Their biased view also influenced their interpretation of the Bible regarding sexuality.